This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump says he's keeping to his campaign promise to expel criminals following arrests of allegedly undocumented immigrants around the country this weekend. Immigrant rights groups call this a crackdown. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more.
President Trump has been clear. He thinks there are too many undocumented immigrants in the U.S. and too many criminals among them.
We have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
That's from the final presidential debate. Mexico's government is allocating $50 million to help immigrants fight deportation. That's problematic to John Eastman, a senior fellow at the Claremont Institute.
That some foreign government is going to spend that kind of money to insist that people who are here illegally have a right to stay here is a real challenge to sovereignty.
This past weekend, pro-immigration activists and prominent Mexican figures met in Phoenix. Some called for more detainees to fight in court in order to build a backlog of immigration cases and slow down deportations. Strategies aside, some say it's just about rights. Kevin Johnson is dean of the UC Davis Law School.
Basically, all that's being done here is ensuring that the Mexican citizens who are here know what their rights are.
He says Mexican funds could make some difference, but probably won't be a game changer. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.